It's coming home! It must be coming home! Come on, England, and welcome everybody to Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily, another week here on our lovely YouTube channel with you lovely good eggs. England beat Germany 2-0. Sweden and Ukraine is transpiring over my shoulder, so find out who we got on Saturday in the next couple of hours. But nonetheless, England, quarterfinals. Looney said it was not coming home. Now I've seen him change his tune like he always bloody does. How are you, Louis?
I've not changed my tune.
Yeah, you did. Let me get
right. So let me clarify my comments. Looking at the draw, you know, it is coming home. But like beforehand, I was like, we can't beat Portugal, they're out. We can't beat France, they're out. Right. It might be coming home. Like, it might be.
Yeah, he's starting to believe. For anyone joining us today, this is, I don't even know what to call it, the Louis Dangor farewell show, which is very sad to say. The Wonder Kid himself, of course, is starting with Give Me Sport, and thus this will be his last full-time slot here on Wrestling Daily. I don't doubt he'll be back in some guest capacities, be it pay-per-views or Friday nights down the road, but in a full-time basis, this is it for Louis. As someone who has done so much for this show, and I think everyone should probably doesn't appreciate exactly how much Louis does. Like, we don't just turn up and press play and then the show is the show. Like, Louis has done a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. All the guests, be it MJF or Luke Gallows, whatever, have all been Louis as well. You should all definitely give your love and appreciation to the hard work that Louis has brought to the table for Wrestling Daily, because for where it is today, that is without a doubt, undisputably, a large component is Louis Dangor. So Louis, first of all, thank you, my friend. And second, how does it feel to be saying goodbye to one of your babies and moving on to my baby?
Yeah, I don't like this. Feels like my baby, like the show. Like, I know it's Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily, but like, should be Louis Dangor's, like, with the amount of work I do. Wow. But no, like, I mean, like, for example, this has been like my first thing that I can like put my ideas forward for and kind of like put my stamp on. So, like, the call ins that we did, that was just an idea I had and suggested it to Alex and Pete. So, it feels weird that I'm going to be stepping away. Next Tuesday when I watch the show will probably be just weird for me, just not being in that slot and knowing it's not because I'm out socializing and have just decided not to turn up that day. But no, this show has been amazing to me in terms of giving me that regular platform to speak about wrestling, to give my awful takes, to have a laugh with you, to have a laugh with Steph and SB3 when that's happened. The guests as well that I've done. I did a show with Sean. I did a show with Dave Bradshaw. I did one with Denise. So it's been great for me to practice hosting as well, something that before this I hadn't done. We did the WrestleMania stream on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. So it's been a lot of fun to get to grow in that sense in front of everyone. And I know you mentioned that I do a lot for the show, but the community we've got on Wrestling Daily has done more for this show than I will. And this show really wouldn't be the same as it is without the community we've got. And it's something that wherever I go to next and whatever YouTube channels I appear on, I will not take this platform and community for granted. So to everyone as well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. And to you, Alex, thank you for, I know you didn't have much of a say on me like you did with SV3 and Stephanie when they were coming on. I was sort of given to you.
I could have said no, though.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you that you didn't. But no, I've really enjoyed doing the show with you as well. And I think I've grown in that role. So it must be weird for you as well. Like, you've brought me on to like be your little protege on this, and now I've got your job, your old job.
I was saying to my missus last night, I can't even remember how it came up, but I just think it's kind of fitting. It's poetic in a weird way. When with the things like that you create, so for me, the Give Me Sport job was obviously, it didn't exist. And then just through the good work and wrestling, it was created. Then I left it to somebody that I hired who has now given it to Louis. So that's just to clear it for anyone who doesn't understand. But with anything like that, you obviously, even though I'm with TalkSport now and I'm like super proud of the Wrestling Daily and talks, the wrestling that we've done on TalkSport, Talk Wrestling Radio Show, I still do glance through Twitter and look at Give Me Sport all the time, right? Like every now and again, I will just check up on what the, you know, because I created their Twitter page and the Facebook and everything. So every now and again, I will always check in on it because it is like your baby and you'll do the same for Wrestling Daily. So I just think in that vein, you always want it to go to good hands. Yeah. And knowing that you'll be taking it on and just knowing how, well, knowing you like I do, how motivated you are and stuff and excited to sink your teeth into it, it kind of feels great that it's going to not only live on, but someone's going to give it the attention and like love and enthusiasm that it deserves. Those are, you know, it's funny. Obviously, I sound so old saying shit like this, but it's true. It is true. You do want those things.
If you want to feel slightly old, the Give Me Sport Twitter with the WWE one, which would have originally been in your name, is now in my name with my email attached to it.
So you've got the power to it now.
I've got the power. But no, it was one of the things as well. And I know this is just a conversation between Alex and I that you're all listening to. But it was one of the reasons why I felt more comfortable taking the job as well. Mm. Like I know you mentioned as well, like going into any new job is scary. But knowing you and knowing obviously Ollie, who I'm taking over from, not Davis to clarify, because I know the name Ollie here has his power. But no, it was like, all right. I know like the path and like, I know you guys have done it. So if I know that you guys don't have anything bad to say about it, then I trust you guys. So no, it's should be a lot of fun. I'm sad to be leaving Wrestling Daily, but you'll still see me in the chats. I'm sure if any of Alex's co-hosts fall through on a Friday, I might get a text, Louis, free.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm leaving you all this wonderful Wrestling Daily community in very good hands.
I mean, look, Louis reached out to me, I think, the day that Ollie reached out to him and just said, like, what do you think? And I was all for it. I said, yeah, do it. Like, and that's, you know, I don't want to upset any WrestleTalk heads. But yeah, that was my advice to Louis, because, of course, the path, for want of a better term, is proven. And I think Louis can go on and do good things with Gimme Sport. They have a relationship with WWE that wrestling sites don't. That's not just a knock at WrestleTalk. That's all of them. There's more career opportunities for Louis. You know, again, me and Mrs. were discussing last night. It sounds weird that we were talking about
Louis. Do I regularly come up in conversations with you and your Mrs.?
No, I can't remember how you came up yesterday now. I really want to remember. I think it was a tweet. I think it was your famous tweet, which I very nearly replied saying that didn't happen. But I let you have your moment. Hang on. I'll come back to that in a second. But anyway, that tweet. I think I was laughing at it, and that's how we got onto it. And me and my missus were both saying, like, you know, the fact that when did I get that job at Gimme Sport? I think I was 29, maybe 30 when I became the WWE lead. I'd been at Gimme Sport for a few years, but by the time I made that job, Louis is getting into that spot at 20. It really is a testament to what the guy has been doing and the electric kind of progress he's been making. So, all the best luck in the world, my friend. I'm sure you're not going to need it or anything, but also you are a liar.
But before we get into the news, because it's call-in day as well. So before we get into the news and the call-in.
By the way, on that note, the first call-in today is definitely Tyler Woodward. Because he won.
I thought we were ending it.
No. I did too until he messaged me yesterday. Apparently he can't do later. So that's what we're getting off the breaks with. Anyway, about 25 past. But there you go. Here we go. Hector, you're about to find out, Hector, why he's a liar. I'm only saying it in jest, of course. He's not actually a liar. But there you go. Here's the story.
I was outside White City Station. I was going for a bowling date at
lies upon lies. There's a date in there now.
I tell you what, if it gets to it, I will get her to confirm.
That would really amuse me if you did, please.
I'll figure it out. But no, so I'm waiting outside the station and someone came up to me and I feel awful because I was startled and I didn't ask their name and I feel awful. But they walked past and I had my AirPods in. So I took one out and was like, oh, like, will you talk it to me? And they were like, oh, are you Louis Dangle? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, damn, that's the first, no word of a lie, first celebrity I've met. They said that word for me. And I'm like, listen, God. I appreciate it, but I don't think I am. And then the guy said, like, oh, like, fan, like, congratulations on your new job. And we just went our separate ways. So I wish I knew who the person was. If you are the person, reveal yourself, please, so people believe you. But believe me, but it happened. It happened. My head exploded. I was startled. I was got really big headed. So yeah.
Sorry, like, it actually brought
me.
And it brought tears to my eyes that you said you would get the bird to confirm that you had a date.
No, not confirm had the date.
Oh my God, it tickled me so much. Like, because you weren't joking, you would have done it. Oh, that would have been very funny.
Not confirmed that. Oh, fuck off. Can't you just be happy for me?
Well, so she was there and saw this transpire.
She caught the end of it.
So why did you have your... What? It's all she unraveling. Hang on. Why did you have your AirPods in if you were with her on a date?
Whoa. I was outside White City Station waiting for her. They literally crossed paths. As she came to me, the guy came.
All right. Makes more sense then. So she was waiting for you at the station that you just arrived at. Okay. Weird. That you would have your AirPods in and be like, oh.
I was sitting there with AirPods on, listening to Ollie and Luke talk about Raw while I'm on a date. But no, it happened.
You wait. Sorry.
Stop laughing.
When we're at the O2 in September, I am literally going to go around to everyone and go, do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? Everyone, I'm going to buy you a shirt and shit that says Louis Dangle. Oh, mate, I can't wait. Celebrity Louis Dangle. Tremendous.
But no, I don't know about you, but do all of your friends not think it's the coolest thing that you're verified? Mine take the piss out of me daily. Like whenever I pop up in like the group chat, they're just like, oh, verified Louis Dangle coming in here. I'm like, don't do that. And then so we were going to a restaurant and I was like, oh, they're like, oh, like, what's your name under the book? And I was like, oh, Louis Dangle. And the guy went, verified Louis Dangle, to clarify. And I'm like, stop that, don't do that.
I don't know how much of your life is real. I really don't.
It's all real. Why won't you believe me?
Oh God,
can we talk about me. Can we talk about Samoa Joe now?
Sure. Let's get on to the Samoa Joe comments, because he has been talking to a few people this week, including Sports Illustrated and Ryan Satin. But the comments with the latter are what have been making the headlines. And by the way, it's a damn fine interview, if I do say so myself. I do think Ryan's been doing great work since he went to Fox, but this might be his best yet. Samoa Joe basically over there, he talks about a variety of things. I found the comments about how he got released and Triple H calling him the same day. All of it is very, very fascinating stuff. But also, Louis, he gave a pretty succinct but firm answer when asked if he was going to be returning to the rim. To the rim? To the ring.
Same it was meaning, vague in terms of details, but like very assertive in terms of the intention. So in terms of, he was like, will you return to the ring? He said, absolutely. We'll just say yes and leave it at that. So like I know anyone that's interviewed Samoa Joe or knows Samoa Joe, he's very old school. Like, he isn't the sort of person where you'll kind of like get scoops out of him. He's very much just like, you know what, I'm like old school. And he, in that vein, has kind of just said, I'm working towards a return. Don't ask me anymore. And Ryan went, okay, won't ask you anymore. But there was like a mutual understanding of We know where we know, like, you're working towards it, which is obviously good, because your my expectation would be he'd say no, like, I'm very happy with what I'm doing now, and then it's a surprise if it does happen. But this was very much like, no, I'm working towards getting cleared, just don't ask me anymore. So I took that as very encouraging news. And in terms of the other stuff you said,
you wouldn't ask anymore, would you? Let's be honest. Samoa Joe tells you to leave it, you probably go, okay, moving along.
So Samoa, obviously, as you mentioned, Samoa Joe, Triple H called him that day, and he said regarding his time with his new WWE role as well and getting back in the company, me and Triple H spoken about this transition in depth. It wasn't just coming back to NXT and being an enforcer and having a role on the show. Now I'm working in the talent scouting department. This is an interesting line. Working with Canyon Seaman, doing more administrative things behind the scenes. We'll get on to that. So, yeah, he's sort of doing that new role, spoke about wanting to give people from just outside, not in wrestling, but outside of wrestling a go. So it looks like WWE has really, he seems like he's now part of that Triple H crew, you know, like the Jeremy Borash, William Regal, Triple H, like the crew that's going to, don't want to say take over, but good pun there.
Solid pun.
But no, he seems like he's doing that, doing both behind the scenes work, which I know a lot of people question, why is he going back to WWE? Makes a little bit more sense now. He's sort of set himself up for the future, as well as for he could be doing this for years and years and years. And he's got a great eye for talent. Same with William Regal. So it should be great there. But no, Samoa Joe doing some very interesting things with WWE. And hopefully that means stepping back into a ring. We hope and pray.
Louis, everyone wants to know, did you pay good money on your date?
So, yeah, I paid for dinner and bowling and drinks.
Bowling? Solid choice.
So we went to, like, it's like this all-star lanes place. So it's like dinner.
I've been there for a Christmas do. It's great.
Dinner, drinks, bowling. It's not like going to, like, your local Planet Hollywood. Like, it's a bit nicer.
No, it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
I'll tell you that for free. We know what
a first date or what, or is this a recurring lady?
This is a third.
Oh, and did you meet her on Tinder?
No, I met her through a mutual friend.
I love the idea of Louis just spitting game at women, chatting them up. I'd love to hear what Louis Dangor says to the fairer sex. I really would.
Don't think you would. I've seen that. I won at bowling. I got double our score as well. Exactly.
Yeah.
You get the first one. I'm like, come on, get like a solid score so you don't embarrass yourself. Got a spare on the first go.
There it is. I went there to that All Star Lanes. My last ever Give Me Sport Christmas do. Funnily enough, that's where we had it. The poetry continues, Louis. It continues. Right, get that link in the chat, because in a few moments, Tyler is going to be welcomed in and we will get things on the road. As Louis did mention, though. Yeah, hang on, man. I'm a pro at this. Don't worry about this.
Okay.
Don't worry, brother. So before we do get into that sort of stuff, Louis did have another end of the Samoa Joe story to talk about. And that is the conflicting reports regarding Canyon Seaman's position within WWE. Louis, break down for the people what Canyon Seaman did or does. I'm really not sure now. Because between Dave Meltzer and Sean Ross Sapp, it seems that there is a little bit of, I don't want to say conflicting reports, because Dave did kind of walk back and say that people had told him the same. So it just seems that the situation is murky.
Yes. So WWE, well, sorry, Dave Meltzer first reported that Canyon Seaman, who had been working for WWE for 12 years, most recently as the Senior Vice President of Talent Development. If you've seen any of the like Tough Enough shows or the Breaking Ground shows, like he's on them as like the kind of like, if you're fired, he's going to tell you you're fired, that kind of guy. So he, Dave Meltzer reported that he'd been let go. And he then tweeted like minutes later, WWE says Canyon is still with the company. Crazy story. Sean said the same thing and said WWE reach out and they say to the Canyon Seaman has not been let go. There were rumors circulating within WWE and the wrestling world over the last few days. We reached out to Canyon last night as well as two WWE sources and did not get a response until just now. We're told Seaman even asked WWE how to go about handling the inquiries of his status with the company, but we didn't get a specific response from him. Our request to WWE didn't get a response until word made its way out, as they don't typically comment on personal matters. We've been contacted by at least two dozen people in the industry speculating about Canyon Seaman in the last 24 hours across all major companies. Seaman still scouts the WWE and is in charge of handling a lot of the contract negotiations. So not sure if maybe he was on the chopping block and then didn't end up getting fired. And that's kind of where the conflicting information is happening. I don't know really, but it looks like there is some conflicting information. Per WWE's word that they provided to both Sean Rossap and Dave Meltzer, Canyon Seaman is still working for the company. Whether that means his role has changed, we're not sure. The details are very scarce right now. But it looks like he is still with the company as of today, at least according to WWE.
We'll obviously keep you posted the more we learn out of that one. Although at the moment, it seems like Canyon Seaman remains with WWE. Let's kick things off with a quiz, Luigi. You know what to do. We're going to bring the man in himself. You know how we're going to frame this. He's coming. It's Tyler.
I'm so happy today that game of football. I've never been invested in a game of football in so long.
How old are you?
22.
Wow. See, I was alive when England were losing to Germany and watching it on pens, and it was terrible. So I'm grateful that you've seen this better half of the England-Germany war. Good pun, bad pun, in your lifetime. But man, I mean, 75 minutes of tight arseholes. And then we came to life and it was tremendous stuff.
I panicked when Müller had that shot. Panicked big time.
I think we all would have expected Thomas Müller to finish that. But
yeah, I was expecting it to go in. But there you go.
Might be coming home.
Stop this might. It is!
It's not. There's no might about it, Louis. It is coming home.
It's left the station. It's on its route.
It might be on its route, but it could easily divert to Italy or Belgium.
It's left the station and told you it was the first celebrity they met.
Oh, that happened. That did happen. Yeah. Right, are we quiz ready?
I'm ready. To be totally transparent here, this is an old quiz that I did on Talk Wrestling that I don't think either of you two did. Listen, it's been my daughter's birthday. I didn't have time to sit and write shit.
No, that's fair.
I'm assuming that if it turns out either of you two did this quiz, I'm really sorry. But I don't
get it wrong.
So.
It's gonna be. Bit of a problem if we do get it wrong.
Well, look, it's
hang on.
Still what?
It's I was going to say before we start. Rules. Before we start, I see a lot of comments in the chat about Sonjay Dutt. Just so we can confirm, because I know people are speculating. Reports suggest he has left WWE and by his own accord, so he was handed in notice and has left. So just so people aren't speculating about whether someone has a job or not. Yes,
he's pulled a Louis Dangor from WrestleTalk. That's what he's done. On his own volition, out the door.
So is he turning up on Dynamite on Wednesday?
Apparently. Is that the Gimme Score equivalent? I don't know.
Just bury the company on the way out, Louis. Jeez.
We'll take it. It's fine. So Talk Wrestling rules. You know how it works. If anyone who has ever tuned into my radio show on a Monday, 5 questions each, 45 seconds will be on the stop clock right here. And you have 5 seconds, of course, to answer all questions. The timer starts after the first question. Luigi is going to go first, so Tyler
knows. Whoa, why? It's my show.
I'm the champ.
There you go. Comes on last.
Let's go.
Right. The timer will begin at the end of the first question. Louis, what was the name of Triple H's theme that he debuted as a solo in 1999?
Then I pass.
What year was China's last match in WWE?
2001.
What year did the NXT UK brand debut its weekly TV show?
2018.
Which WrestleMania did Triple H and Undertaker first meet?
18.
How many world champions has Paul Heyman managed in WWE while their champion? This should be stipulated.
4.
Okay. 33 seconds gone. Are you sure you don't want to take a stab at number one as the time comes down?
Pedigree.
Wow. Okay, pedigree, sure. Dum. That's 45 seconds right there, which is countdown now for some reason. Now, and I must say, Louis, I can see, didn't do this. Tyler, anyone else? No looking in the chat if you have that ability. I can't look in the chat.
It's fine.
So for balance, it's about 20 seconds behind us. So I don't think you can't even do it. That's good. We're not Andy Datsun.
You can't pull an Andy fucking Datsun, who I still haven't forgiven for that smoking guns bullshit. But anyway, not that I'm bitter at how Quizlemania turned out.
We're going to war games.
Ukraine have scored.
Look at that cut volley. Oh, but it's a deflection. That's a disgrace. Right. Tyler, are you ready, my friend?
I am so ready.
All right, let's get off to the races. At WrestleMania 9, the main event was Bret Hart and Yokozuna. Who left WrestleMania the champion?
Hulk Hogan.
Who did Ultimate Warrior face at WrestleMania 12?
Pass.
How many women's and Divas title did Beth Phoenix win combined?
4.
What was Chris Jericho's Walls of Jericho called prior to WWE?
Lion Tamer.
And what's Becky Lynch's finisher called?
Disarm her.
You've got about 15 seconds to think about who the Ultimate Warrior faced.
I want to say Paul Levesque. Yeah.
You want to say that?
Yeah.
You are saying it or you want to say that?
I am saying it. I'm probably wrong.
There it is. The timer is up. Let's go through the answers. Luigi, you did not get Triple H's theme, but it was my time, my time, my time. What's up? Is this on? Will. Great theme song. I don't know how you didn't get that. What? Well, you should. I should. China's last match was 2001. We all just saw the terrible, terrible things that happened to her and the way that finished in a documentary. So, man, it was sad. But yes, she was the women's champion 2001. And then, of course, she abruptly left. NXT UK brand did debut on TV in 2018. Undertaker and Triple H met at WrestleMania 17.
The best WrestleMania of all time. And you got that wrong.
Also 2001, they were doing the Chris Jericho bump into cushions before Jericho. And Heyman has indeed managed 4 world champions. Do you want to name them, Louis?
CM Punk, Big Show, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Thank you very much for coming. 3 out of 5 for Louis Dangor. Now on to Tyler. Yokozuna and Bret Hart, but it was indeed Hulk Hogan, much to the chagrin of pretty much everyone, who left the champion at WrestleMania 9. The Ultimate Warrior did indeed face Paul Levesque.
Oh, thank God.
It was a brief affair, let me tell
Wasn't that when he no-sold the pedigree and then got up and he didn't even take his ring jacket off?
Yes, basically.
Yeah.
My screen left me for a second there. How many women in Divas title? Beth Phoenix, yeah, she did have 4. How did you know that? Jericho's...
That was a guess.
Jericho's Walls of Jericho was a lion tamer, and Becky Lynch's finisher was disarm her, which gives Tyler 5 out of 5.
Come on! Woo!
Wow, impressive.
Let's go.
Does that mean Tyler can stop asking for a match with me now? Because the champ does not get out of bed. And I am still the champ, the reigning champ.
How?
I'm the reigning champ. No. I am the champ.
No, I am the champ. I'm the champion of the people. As Dan says, I should leave by tomorrow. I am leaving by tomorrow, Dan. Tomorrow's my last day.
This is loser leaves town match. That's what it is.
Yeah, this is a lie. The absolute lie. This is like you saying that you was called a celebrity outside the train station. Absolute lie.
The champion. I'm still the champion of the people.
I'm always still the champion
of the people. No, I'm still the champion of the people.
Remember, Louis, you always have the power to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You always got that power.
So, I forgot to tell you this today.
Hang on. Well, give a congrats to Tyler before you go. Thank you very much, brother. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good win. I will see you on my radio show next week.
Yes. You put people over on your way out. That's just what I've done.
That's very true. There you go.
Old school. Well, I feel like Louis.
Go out with a win.
Like, I feel like Louis knew, and he was just like, I want to give it to this Tyler, this young up-and-comer, this young whippersnapper.
I did the Kurt Angle. I was like, I want to face someone else. I was like, I want to face someone else in the final quiz, but I'll face this guy that they want to push, so we'll go for him. But no, Tyler, my pleasure to put you over on my final show.
Tyler, you know who's next, don't you, brother?
Yeah, Callum.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh.
SB3 is also in line. And he is a very sturdy competitor. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. If you can beat SB3 and you can beat your friend Callum, then I will organise a shot at Kenny McIntosh, who is, by the way, the Brock Lesnar of quizzes.
Yes.
He is unbeatable.
I would love to beat Kenny McIntosh.
Everyone would, but nobody can. Nobody has thus far. Anyway, Tyler, we have to make room, my brother. Well done. I'll speak to you later on, and I'll tell you
I do want to say that. Hang on, before we get on, I do want to say something in terms of quizzes. I spoke to Pete today, and I was doing the handover of like the Wrestling Daily Twitter and everything, and I was like, you know, I'm coming on for Quizzlemania War Games when it happens, right? Like, I'm still coming on, and he was like, yes, you're still coming on, so I will be there.
It has to be the original ensemble. It has to be.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Speaking of originals, here's an original good egg. Adam Pearson, there he
is. Gentlemen, how are we doing, lads? Are we all right?
I thought we had to bring you in for the farewell Louis Dangor show.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I thought it would be only be sitting. And I know we all joke and occasionally dunk on Louis in the spirit of kind of banter and gamesmanship.
Well, in the spirit of his bad takes, But please.
There is also that. You can only... give a guy so much slack for trying to explain the offside rule badly on a date.
But, that was awful.
Aside from that, Louis, I'm going to miss you. I love you, and I'm super proud of you. And
I hope we
keep in touch when you go to your new place.
Oh no, I'm gonna big shot you and not respond to any of your messages. But no, of course, one of the things I'm looking forward to is getting a drink with you and everyone, really, once we can. Hopefully, that UK show at the O2 will be just like a big. Alex might even organize the Wrestling Daily lot, whoever's there, to come down, and we'll all get a drink. So no, it'll be good fun. But no, of course, we will keep in contact, and I appreciate your lovely words on Twitter and messages, whether privately or publicly, which have been very nice. So I appreciate that.
You're much welcome. Good sir.
Lovely.
Tremendous, Adam. Tremendous. Anything else you want to talk about, brother?
So we had a good Raw last night, and I don't quite know how to handle it and process it. I don't know if it was a good Raw or if Stockholm Syndrome was finally kicked in on like a Monday night, Tuesday morning. But I was thoroughly sports entertained by Raw.
I thought the week before was better. That doesn't mean this one was bad, right? Like, I thought that it was too a solid Raw. I liked what they did with Riddle. Liked it a lot.
Yeah. I spoke to someone about this, and I was like, the way they transitioned from like what was the obviously the original plan to what they had to do made sense for the story. It wasn't just shoehorning someone else into that match. It really worked for Riddle trying to fight on behalf of Randy. I thought that was a really neat way to go about it. Yeah, I thought it worked really, really well. I thought Raw was good. The women's division stuff is questionable now, but like a few stuff I'm like Piper Niven, who I love, like, did she need to beat Naomi and Asuka in basically a 2-1 handicap match? No. Nikki Cross, the Why almost not? A super...
You leave Dowdrop alone. Or Dewdrop.
Oh, Dewdrop. I love Dewdrop. She's great. And she changed her Twitter name as well today, which sucked. But
it's just a drop. I see it.
I know. I was... No. She actually changed her like handle to Dewdrop WWE.
Did she?
Which is always... Oh. Yes. Which is always a bit worrying. But no, like... Like, it's great, but Naomi and Asuka, really? Nikki Cross, almost a superhero? Is that what we're going with now? Well, I get the premise. Like, she's not actually a superhero.
Let me tell you this. If Nikki Cross wins Money in the Bank, I'm here for it. I've said it. I'm here for it.
I think Alexa Bliss is going to win, but I'd be happy for Nikki Cross to win. I think that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
I think Eva Marie... is winning it, or to be more specific, Dewdrop is winning it on behalf of Eva Marie, and she's just going to continue working the internet like she has been exquisitely for 2 weeks. She's working the IWC so hard, and it's glorious to watch.
It'd be a good story if she won it and then gave it, like if Dewdrop won it and gave it to Eva. I think it'd be decent. Obviously, you'd have to figure out a way to get Eva in the match, because like maybe like a last chance thing.
Yeah, I think
I don't know. They've got four from Raw.
I don't know.
Already.
Either way, it'd be a great long. The long term story between them two is obviously for Piper to come out and be, you know, a main player, which I assume will happen, and I hope for. So all good things there. I'm not crazy about Drew winning the last chance slot.
Do you think it was supposed to be Randy?
But if it was, I think Riddle would have won it, and they would have.
Unless Randy can't make Money in the Bank as well.
Possibly. I actually have no idea on Randy's status. But in terms of Drew, I get the lure from WWE's perspective, Adam, to put it on him, right? Like, because he can't go for Bobby, so that kind of puts him in another direction. I just don't think people will like it, and I would like to see him involved in the story outside of the title.
I think he will be. I've sort of booked the men's Money in the Bank match in my head, even though normally I'm not a real fantasy booker. I think fantasy booking is what causes a lot of the skullduggery on the internet and what have you. I think Big E wins it. Kofi beats Lashley, and Big E cashes in on Kofi, and that's the New Day split beginning.
You think New Day splitting?
Yeah, I think Big E wins it, cashes in on Kofi, who beats Lashley, and then Xavier Woods gets stuck in the middle.
I just don't see it. I'm not saying that like no one has ever said anything in wrestling that then didn't turn out to happen, right? I'm not going to say that for a second, but I do believe the New Day when they say...
If WWE
it's important to their legacy... that they are like the first able to never split or betray. I think it's very important to them.
I think they'd massively campaign not to if pitched the idea. If someone was like, hey, do you want to split? I think they'd all be like, no. But it's interesting either way. Very interesting either way. It should be. I genuinely don't know. I don't know who's winning. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Adam, You've been tremendous as usual, my friend. Anything you want to say before we get Dion Chua on the line?
I will gladly bow out to superior wrestling fans. Cheers for your time, guys. Have a great night. And as always, love you both.
All the love to you, my friend.
before we let Dion on,
right,
do we want to make sure that his sign's not expletive? Because I can't read it.
I think it's a Bailey thing.
Oh, ding dong, hello.
Yeah.
Sheep here.
God, how bad is your vision?
You could see that from there.
Well, I just told you, did I not?
You did, but I don't know how you... It's tiny. I was like, let's just... Met, like, listen, Dion's been on the show before. We trust Dion.
Yeah.
We trust Dion, but I was like, we just want to be sure.
Louis thinks there's some underhanded tactics going on, Dion. What's going on, man?
No. I like Dion. I trust Dion. But I was like, we just got to make sure that he's not, like, putting up, like, some expletives.
There you go.
But Dion's here. Hello, Dion.
Hello.
How are you, Dion?
How are you, my man?
It's pretty tiring today.
Tiring?
Yeah.
All right, man. What do you want to talk to us about today, Dion? What's on your mind?
I'm going to miss you, Louis.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. It's always weird when people, like, I know we joked earlier about the someone coming up to me in the station, which of course I just had to bring up again. But it's genuinely nice when, like, people like yourself, Dion, and other people are just like, oh, good luck with your job. Like, we're going to miss you on Wrestle. Like, it's really nice to hear. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have like the what give me spot. The website, so I can see some of your work.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Get all on that.
I'm telling you, Dale, he'll be doing good things, man, with, like, you know, more connections at Give Me Sport, more things for Louis to sink his teeth into. Might see him at events and stuff soon. It's going to be a great move for him. I can't stress this enough. It's sad, but it's going to be a good thing. So,
yeah,
that'd be my opinion.
Awesome. Dion, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You are a good man. You're a good egg. We'll wrap it up with the Wrestling Daily phrase.
And,
good egg.
And a sheep, apparently, he says.
And a sheep. Good and egg and good sheep.
Dion, give us a great bah to go on. Yeah!
Love that.
Just that you did it is a win. Fantastic, Dion. Take it easy, brother. All the love. And I see Kazab with his arms folded. PhD man himself. He wants to get in. He looks like Gallus. There he is.
Oh, he does.
He does, he? What a banging theme that is. Oh, shit. Sweden at 1-0.
Oh, who scored?
Forsberg, I think.
Oh, beautiful. He's in my fantasy team. Lovely.
I could be wrong. It looks like him.
Probably are wrong.
Anyway, Kazab, how are you, brother?
Me, bud.
Love that. Even though Scotland are out of the Euros. Yeah.
Is that Manchester United wallpaper I detect? There you go, Manchester United shirt. You must have the bed sheets and curtains and all sorts, brother. What's going on?
You think.
Awful.
Hey.
Far was it? No wonder we call Louis a nugget.
Why? What's going on here? What does he wrong?
You let Tyler win. In your experience, you let Tyler win.
I've got to be honest. I wish I could say I let him win, but I let him win, but I didn't let him win. He beat me fair and square.
Yeah, well, it just looks like, as ever, I have to be the one to take his title from him.
See, you know what? It'd be like say there's like a big feud going on. Like, you've just got to let that play out. Like, I'm not the main player in this feud. It's you and him. So I just thought, you know, we'll just leave it to you guys.
So Louis is Bailey to get Sasha back to Bianca. That's what I'm going to say.
This is.
He's the gateway. There you go. Maybe we should do that. I hate writing quizzes, like, enough, but maybe I should do a quiz on here. Maybe that should become a regular thing. I don't know. People love quizzes, don't they?
In the chat,
let me know. I don't know. We'll figure something out. I'm sure we will. Anything else you want to talk about, Kazab, apart from taking down Tyler?
With the shows coming back to the UK, what is the main thing you want to see? What is going to be, what do you think is going to be like, this is the nail, it's going to, for the fans, like?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I need to be recognised at a fucking show, otherwise Louis Dangora has won over me forever.
Whoa. No. We're not having that. Show doesn't count.
Of course it does.
Because people, it's a wrestling show.
If I'm in Nando's in the O2,
No.
Fuck off. You know, it's not territories. Come on now.
Listen, as the fucking celebrity here, my rules go.
You're still a liar. Anyway, I am really looking forward to the O2, man. Like, I'm honestly, I'm going to be in my element when all the fans are there, like drinking before and after the show. It's going to be so good. I'm planning to do a live talk sports show that day. These are very like preemptive details. It isn't like fleshed out, but it's been discussed with WWE. I don't know exactly who's going to be on the show, but I will be at the O2. Guys, whoever is going to come to the London show, you'll be able to come. You'll be able to have a drink, watch me interview WWE people. This is the plan, the working plan at the moment. So
can we have a Nando's? Matt,
I'm so excited. Yeah, brother, there'll be a Nando's. There will always be time for a Nando's. That's the working plan, man. Like, we're looking to do a live show that day. Might record something after the show as well. It's going to be great. I've been wanting to do that for so long, right? Like pay-per-views, do stuff out there, interviews. There's going to be media during the day that Louis and I will be doing, and you know many others, I assume. I can't wait. And there are only live shows, but man, it's going to be great. And apparently,
said to be the most fun, like the live show. Everyone they are. Well,
I love them. I think Raw are looking to come, maybe in November, I'm hearing. But
we'll get again, two shows. Lovely.
Apparently, yet to be confirmed. Well, obviously, the WWE normally come to the UK in November. That's their usual slot, May and November. So I think Raw are looking to do that, and they are looking to get to Saudi Arabia as well. You know, I alluded to this news dropping, I think only like 2 or 3 days before on Wrestling Daily, wasn't it, Lou? I can't remember how many days it was.
Yeah, well, you'd hinted for a while that you'd heard rumblings. And I think that you obviously knew.
I knew they'd booked a couple of the places, but I didn't know what the schedule was going to look like or if there was TV or anything. So, but now, that's what I'm hearing. Raw want to come out as well. So there's a balance and they're looking to do Saudi Arabia, maybe in the same span as the Raw tour. So we'll see. We'll see. It's kind of speculation until it happens, right? So we'll see, man. But I just can't wait. And I think with that, NXT UK might be having a takeover. I don't know that. I'm just assuming with things opening up, that would be great. It would be great for them.
You thought with them being in the BT Sport, they would have done a takeover by now.
I think they're still at home now for regular TV, but I do think they'll go on the road for takeovers. Honestly, I do, yeah. Lou, you got anything?
No, I'll be at the show, hopefully. I should be. I'd hope so. I think so. I'll be at the show. Should be good fun.
Kazab, you've been wonderful, brother. Keep yourself hitting the books to make sure you beat Tyler when it counts. Take it easy, my man. Where is the Irish whiz kid? Bubba! Here he is, 10 years away from the screen. What are you doing, Bubs?
In fairness, the preview didn't look like it was hidden.
How are you doing, bud? How are you?
At the dentist this morning.
I hate the dentist.
I've got the dentist next week.
I've got to have my wisdom teeth out, which I don't want to do.
Oh, aren't you a big boy, Louis? Look at that, your teeth.
I'm not having anyone disrespect me on my final show.
Yes, you are. Bubba, how are you, brother? Talk to me.
Minus the dentist, I'm good. I'm just here to wish Louis good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I know I wrongly forgot to thank the mods earlier when I thanked everyone else, but you mods are ridiculously good at what you do. And you put up with more crap, not to be honest, not really on Wrestling Daily shows. We've got quite a good good egg community, but you put up with so much crap on a load of shows that is unwarranted. So for all of you guys, thank you for making my life whenever I've done shows significantly easier.
They're largely responsible for the great community that we've been able to cultivate here on Wrestling Daily, for the great chat and all of that stuff. Like, you know, the mods really keep
they keep all of you in good, like, in line. So if there's any bad eggs in the carton, they don't spoil the whole eggs. They get them early.
Louis was a child prodigy of mods. I've been modding since I was 15. And modding.
Oh.
You are the
bigger and bigger people.
The Louis of mods. I like it. Bubba, I'm going to move from you, by the way, brother, to the mightiest of mods. Are you ready?
We got to.
It's a fitting. It's a fitting step from the one and only beloved Bubba to Mod Mother Jenna. Here she is.
The way that you like yell my name every time is just insane.
I mean, Bo Hill.
Bo Hill, yeah.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm good. I need to catch Alex up on the latest gossip, though, because I'm pretty sure he hasn't heard it based on some of the bants earlier. So over on WrestleTalk, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/WrestleTalk. And once a month, we do this show called After Dark.
Ooh.
Now, this last one that we just filmed last week was Louis' first and last episode of After Dark. And I'm pretty sure that at least 75% of it was taken up talking about his dating life.
I will subscribe. I will. That's a shoot. I will pay to hear that stuff.
It was good fun.
It was. So, but like we
talk about my dating life.
Yeah. Normally we talk about, you know, just like we let the Patreon send in questions and ask pretty much anything. And it was all like romance and relationship based this time, which was kind of weird. And then you add the alcohol factor into that and it gets really weird. But we learned that 75% of Louis' dates end up in a second date. And that's not 75 dates, 75%. So learned all about ratio. That.
Could be like 3 or 4. Could be.
Could be. It's not, but it could be.
I mean, I'm not great with percentages. I'm not going to lie. That's the lowest I could think of that would take it.
Yes, you're right.
Louis's love life fascinates me in every component of it. It really does.
Yeah, the whole dating thing just kind of throws my mind for a loop because I've been married since I was 19. So hearing how people date and the things that they do, you know, it's just weird. And then Louis talking about, you know, being a local celebrity and that's how he's getting all of his states. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't use the fact that I am an internet sensation to get me dates.
Internet sensation.
Oh my God.
Bless you, Louis. We will miss you.
He's lucky it's his goodbye show. He really is.
I'm just pushing my luck, aren't I?
You really are. By the way, you
how
guys
much wrestling have we spoken about?
Overflowing today.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm leaving Alex to deal with my swear jar. I'm out.
I'll invoice you.
I'll be brassic. Mod Mother, thank you so much as usual. We know we adore you here at Wrestling Daily. You are the goat. Thank you so much. You're not a goat. You are the goat, Mod Mother. Yeah, almost. Yeah, almost a good Dion Tua. Almost. Let's let some other people. I'm sure there's some people who want to say bye-bye to Louis. Mod Mother, we love you very much. Mary Painsfield, Dan. Hey, brother.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Dan. You, hello. Oh, German Dan.
German Dan, yes. It's me.
Well, Alex, we just beat Germany.
I know. Yeah. I know this. Yeah.
We got to take that out, to be honest. I don't think Dan cares about football.
He came on very...
But I saw the game because I kind of knew it was Lou's last game, so I watched a bit. So
he was
congratulations.
I saw him sniffing his fingers at the end like he always does. I was like, he's on his way out.
He's not
gone.
Just sniffing his fingers, he's doing more with it.
He is. But how are you, Dan, anyway? I know you were disappointed I didn't get as the theme extraordinaire of Wrestle Talk. I know you were disappointed I didn't get Triple H's the name of his theme.
I mean, that was such an easy answer. I'm very disappointed in you, but it's all right. You are leaving anyway tomorrow, so that's Dan, your rightful punishment.
Dan, did you like my rendition of it, though, Dan?
Absolutely. Perfect. On point. My time!
There you go! I was about to ask you to do it. Very well done. Yeah, anything you want to say, Daniel, while we have you here, before we bullet through a few people?
Yes, the only thing I just want to say is thank you, Louis. Thank you for everything you've done at WrestleTalk and WrestleTalk.com. I mean, you get a lot of banter, rightfully so, a lot of banter you deserve. But in all reality, you did so much for this channel and for all the channels and for the website. So thank you very much. And best of luck at Give Me Sports.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am very appreciative of everyone, and you do a lot as well, which I don't think a lot of people realize. I know people just see you as a bit of a fan of the channel, but you do a lot on the website as well with our results and our theme stuff. Like, you do a lot, German extraordinaire Dan. So we very much appreciate that, and I will miss working with you. So the next time you're in the UK, let me know. I'm sure you'll see the guys anyway.
Yeah, but let me know.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully, we love you, Dan. Hopefully soon.
Take it easy, brother. From a German to a Scot, it is Maddie.
Hi.
How do you feel watching them knockouts today, brother?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, as well you might.
So are you now like supporting England, I guess, for the rest of the tournament?
Yeah.
Okay, we like that.
Yeah, after try not to swear, but after a really bad team that knocked it, I was like, well, England are next, so let's go for them.
I thought you lot didn't play that badly, to be honest. You took us to a good game.
So it's fine.
Yes, exactly.
We got a couple of people waiting. We're not having Scotland chat right now. Matty, what did you want to drop by and say, brother?
Good luck. And
thank you very much.
You've been good on this channel, and you'll be missed.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I wanted to say hi to Sid live on air. I just wanted to say Sid on air, just because I keep on typing it. So I just thought I'd say it on air. I think he's in the chat, so if he's there, hi Sid.
I think so.
He was last time I checked.
Sid was lurking. He was lurking somewhere.
But no, I appreciate
an ultra chat to come of mine, so Louis had to get practicing.
Oh God, have I got to do some sort of accent?
So, we've got to get through those yet. We've got to get through those. Anyway, right. Thank you very much, Matty Man. We're going to fly through some here. You've been a good egg since day one. Thank you very much, brother. Bye. Matt, the misfit. Here he is.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got done rewatching the classic match between Suri and Umatami from Stardom.
Wow.
I wish I could say I'd seen it, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know what? SB3 has actually sent me a link for it, and I've yet to watch it because it's been my daughter's birthday weekend. But I do intend to.
When I heard about this, I'm like, I heard nothing but good things about it. And then I watched it, I'm like, this is my favorite match of the year.
I tell you what, you might have to send me a link once you've got done watching it, Al, because I don't know why I said that was like a book that you'd have to lend me after you've read it, but send it to me because I want to see it. Stardom's one of those things that, like, because we don't have to cover it for work as much, like, we just don't get the time to watch it. I'm sure you're the same, Al. But everything I have heard is, like, you should be watching this. Like, if you like good wrestling, you should be watching this.
Correction, Louis. If you like good women's wrestling, you should watch it.
It's just objectively good wrestling, not men's or women's.
I pretty much got into Joshi wrestling just because I love Yuka Sakazaki. Like, I think this is well documented that I like Yuka at this point.
Really?
And thus I discovered places like Stardom and that. So I love it. But again, as you just said, I only really get to watch it when I have to really like set time aside, and it's hard, man. It's hard. Already in my week, I have to do Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, and AEW. That's a lot of wrestling to watch and then cover. And yeah, it's a lot.
Impact and ROH as well. Like,
it's too much.
I do think it's funny though that last week everyone and their mother said, no, Drew was not winning that triple threat, except me, because I knew, like, I'm like, they're gonna retcon this entire stipulation that Drew can't challenge Bobby Lashley for the title.
I don't love Islands, but oh, did you watch last night? Fantastic.
I did. We'll talk about that. I did. My missus got me in there, yeah. Matt, anything you want to say before we have to cut you off here, brother?
Well, I was going to say, on the note of what you said, I think Sean will probably have something. Sean will have something. I think Autumn was the original plan. I've got like, and that is nothing but speculation. I might be wrong. I don't know, man. But like, the Drew thing could work, but like,
because who is going to face Bobby if they can't get Brock?
That's true.
Biggie?
But is it really?
You got to do a lot of work to get there. A lot of work. I know, right? And that's not the same.
One more thing. Y'all, listen, I think Nakamura has a good chance of winning Money in the Bank.
Sure.
Because people are forgetting Roman screwed him out of a Universal title match for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
It is true. And he's got the crown.
Louis, good luck and keep your John Cena opinions to yourself with the Royal Rumble. Because that shit,
I tell you what. If I ever have a hot take, I might have to send it to Alex.
Your Twitter has got enough hot takes for everyone. Let everyone go to the Louis Dangor and see for themselves. Matty, thank you very much, brother. We appreciate you, man. Take it easy. Finally, last but not least, Abnav, are you there, brother? Sound like you're at a goddamn airport. Abnav!
He's gone! We ended on that.
He hates it. All right.
He's not even backstage.
No, I don't think he realized he was still there, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, let's go through the Ultra Chats. These are a lot of guys who want to say something to Luigi. So, let's start off with Killface EXW. We will miss you, Louis, and some of your hot takes. Like when Edge attacked Roman and put it in the WrestleMania sign, even though fireworks came out. We need a Best of Louis video. Best of luck. Seriously, we actually do. I pitched something similar to this not long ago. It just got shut down. Yeah. Well, I didn't really get shut down. It was just like I'd have to go and find the time codes and stuff, and I just don't have the time. But a compilation of Louis's best hot takes would be phenomenal. It really would. I couldn't agree more. Very good chat. Lizzie Stallion says, Louis, thanks for all your hard work and the scorching hot takes that went down in flames in the chat. Wishing you nothing but the best in your new role. You'll always be one of the OGs from Wrestling Daily.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love that you're beloved for your hot takes. I actually do love that. That's a very...
Steph's the hot take queen, but like... Well... Am I the hot take queen? Queen?
Maybe. Mike Jensen says, always watch on playback because of work, but had to hop in live for Good Money Louis' last show.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. Go kill it. Alex, thank you for creating the show. It's helped so much through the pandemic, giving me something to listen to during work. Nah, thank you, man. Thank you very much. To be honest, it was a collaborative thing between myself and Ollie Davis. And as I say, there are a lot of people like Louis, Mod Mother, and many others that have helped make it what it is. Really, it was only the general concept was myself and Ollie. A lot of people have brought it to life. So a lot of people to thank. But I do appreciate you. Thank you very much, man. Chris Petru. For Louis, he's got that good money emoji going on. Wishing you all the best in your well-deserved advancement. A great guy who will continue to do great things in the future. I echo those words, Luigi. I think this is a great step for you, man.
I appreciate that. From everyone, I appreciate that. And I will say as well, WrestleTalk have been amazingly understanding of my position as well. So there's no hard blood there or sort of hard feelings. I'm sure I'll be back in some capacity over the next couple months or whatever. But no, everyone has understood that it will be just a great move for me personally and professionally. So it just makes a lot of sense for everyone. But no, I appreciate that as well, Chris.
Yeah, we said this at the top of the show, but obviously there's more people watching now. I don't think this is the last you've seen of Louis on Wrestling Daily. It's just the last of him in his regular co-host slot. He'll be a guest and, you know, he'll pop up moving forward. elsewhere. We've got a couple more here. We've got Matty, who says, hey, Alex and Louis, congratulations on the job, Louis. I think you need a departing impression. Can you introduce me as the best in the world, Shane O'Mac style? Also, Louis, please let Louis replacement, I'm assuming he means Alex, please let Louis replacement know he will have to do an initiation impression. I will. Louis, can you introduce Matty in the best in the world style?
Yeah. The best in the world, Matty! Why did you keep laughing at me?
That sucks so bad. The best in the world.
Well, thank God I haven't been hired as a singer / ring announcer. WWE, if you're watching, I'm not interested in that role and wouldn't be very good at it. So, no.
I've had good laughs tonight. Christiana says, Louis, good luck in all your future endeavors, with a big smiley face.
Future endeavored.
Yep. There you go. That's a great little jab. That is all of the Ultra Chats we've had tonight. Very generous of you guys to donate, to wish Louis well and make sure he feels the love. I'm sure you have felt the love tonight, Louis. I will say this. So, you know, being that this is the end of your final stream with us, man, I appreciate you. And you said earlier that I was stuck with you. That wasn't the case at all. No. When this show came to be, you were somebody I wanted to do this with. Personally, I've seen you grow tremendously from when this show started to now. And I mean that professionally, you're in what you're doing in front of the camera. When I was at Fight Island and you had to step up for 2 weeks, you did so admirably. I was watching the show, man, and I was just so impressed with how you grew into the role. I couldn't be prouder to see where you are now. And I look at the next generation of like guys who are basically going to leave me in the fucking dust. Eventually, you are going to be one of them guys, man, that is going to do big things. The path is just starting for you. You just have to keep trusting it and keep putting in the good work and you'll be fine, man. Your Twitter and your hot takes suck, but I love you and you are great at what you do, man. Honestly, I say that with the most sincerity. I hope you feel it. I'm genuinely extremely proud of what you've done and what you will do, man.
So, I mean, like, listen, I said this to you privately as well, but publicly I'll say it. I do not think I would be in the position to take a job like that I've been offered without the help that you've given me, I know WrestleTalk as well, and I've thanked them all, and I will be thanking them all tomorrow before I head off. But you guys like you, Sean, who I've looked to, whether you know it or not, and I'm sure you do, as for advice, whether it's me coming to you or just guidance for how to do things, like the amount of times I've listened to your show and been like, all right, let's get some pointers for hosting shows. So, man, from me, thank you for all of your help. Doing the show has been a blast, especially in lockdown when you haven't really got anything to do, but coming or hopping on with you every Tuesday, and when we used to do it every Friday, and seeing this chat as well. And it's been like having a conversation with a friend doing a show. So I very much enjoyed it. And as we say, I very, very, very much doubt this will be the last show that you and I do together, whether on Wrestling Daily, anywhere really. I very much doubt this will be the last.
Me too, man. Me too. And you say like, I mean, we are friends.
Yeah, we are.
Like friends. Yeah. We are friends.
No, I meant like.
I know.
You and I have been sat at the pub just having a laugh. We are friends, I'm sure. I'll tell you what. My leaving present, are you going to buy me Nando's when we go to the O2?
I'll buy you a Nando's, brother. And some beers.
Beautiful.
How about that? Nando's and some beers. You will. Anyway, thank you so much for all of your service here, Louis. Thank you to all the good eggs. I hope that all of you will follow Louis and his work at Give Me Sport. I'm sure if you don't follow him on Twitter already, you should. The guy will be posting a lot of his work there. And givemesport.com/, I believe it's WWE, will be where you need to hook up. So there we go. Everyone, go watch football. Do whatever. My son is leaving the house. I don't know how I feel.
Oh,
I'm choked up over here. Louis, you're going to do great. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you later. Bye-bye. Wave, Louis. Wave the last time.
I'm waving.